Daniel Estrin is competing this week in the Eurovision Song Contest.
No, not NPR's Middle East correspondent.
No?
We're talking about the lead singer of the metal band Voyager.
That Daniel Estrin and his band are representing Australia in the competition.
And it turns out, Steve, that Daniel and Daniel met a long time ago.
Hey, hey.
Hello, hello, hello. Is this Daniel Estrin?
This is. Is this Daniel Estrin?
I think it is.
Let's get this sorted out. We have already decided that the proper plural of our names is...
Daniels Estrin, I believe.
Yes, like attorneys general, Daniels Estrin.
There is no other way to say that.
In fact, there are three Daniels Estrin. There is the lead guitarist of the American band Hoobastank.
I'm not a perfect person.
There is the American journalist, that's me.
NPR's Daniel Estrin has been speaking to protesters and joins us from Tel Aviv. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Leila. And so then there's you, the Australian metal musician.
I got nowhere to go and I got nowhere to be. I got no one to help me fall asleep.
We should tell the story of how we discovered each other, right?
Yes, well, I think we discovered each other through a mistaken email address that was almost correct, but not quite.
And I wrote back and said, you know, you've got the wrong Daniel Estrin. I'm a journalist.
I don't think you were aware of my existence at that time.
I'm sorry to say I wasn't, but that's how I discovered you. You were coming to visit your sister, who's a professor in Jerusalem, and we met for coffee. I was very nervous before meeting you because I was wondering, am I going to have anything in common with this metal rocker from Australia with half his head nearly shaved and the other half with this long flowing hair all the way down to his back? And Tel Aviv hosted Eurovision a few years ago, and you came back and we were watching the show together. It was so much fun. Were you thinking to yourself, like, I want to be on that stage one day?
I mean, I've thought that for a lot of my life, just because I've grown up with Eurovision and I'm a big fan of the whole competition. Absolutely. When I was there in 2019, looking at that stage going, one day I will be on this stage.
Have you ever done anything like this before? Have you ever done anything like this before?
Talk about the song that your band Voyager is going to be performing at Eurovision.
It's called Promise. And the song lyrically is really all about the chaos that we see in the world today, and it's getting more and more chaotic, and that sometimes you just got to find someone or something to tell you, hey, you know what? It's going to be all right.
I am by your side. Promise me it's going to, promise me it's going to be all right.
You know that other Daniel Estrin we mentioned, the lead guitarist of the band Hoobastank?
Well, it's been a dream to unite all the Daniels Estrin. So yes, I do, of course. I mean, he's very famous, and I hope that one day those three powers can combine. God knows what we can achieve.
Daniel Estrin, that day is today. Dan Estrin of Hoobastank.
Sup, guys?
No way.
Hey, Daniel Estrins. This is Daniel Estrin from America over here.
This is amazing.
This is a historic Daniel Estrin summit, my friends.
This is phenomenal. Hi.
This is the first time we've all spoken to each other.
What's up, you guys?
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Do either of you get mistaken for each other or mistaken for me?
Yeah, I mean, the number of times people go, oh, I didn't realize you were doing radio as well. That's really cool. Your accent's changed a bit, though. So I get that a lot. It's great.
I have been tagged in photos of you.
Oh,
like from Voyager. Yeah, like there's been fans of yours that have posted in their stories a photo of you from just like recently, you know, last week. And then there's me tagged in it. And I just get a kick out of it.
That's so good. That makes me so happy. That's so funny.
Dan, got any words of wisdom for our pal Danny on achieving a breakout success at Eurovision?
I think that from what I've heard musically, like, really catchy. It's a sick song. I've been listening to it a lot.
I am here tonight. Promise me you'll hold me till I die.
My only advice is just continue to do what you love. Continue to write music. And it sounds bitchin', like, yeah, that song is really cool.
Promise me it's gonna be all right.
When the band kicks in, like, the hair on my arms goes up a bit. I don't know, man, I'm digging it. had I never spoken to Daniel NPR, I would have had just assumed that Danny and the Voyager camp probably were just like, ugh, Hoobastank. That honestly, that's just kind of where my head goes a lot, you know, like someone's clowning us, or we are this band well known for this ballady song, and God, he probably just thinks we're, that's kind of how I felt initially. But then when I was reached out by Daniel, I was like, you know what? It's probably not like that. He's probably super dope and cool. And, you know, let's do this.
I'm kind of sad that you thought this was a spoof. I admire your work. I think it's amazing. It is one of the hardest things in the world to write a song that makes it so big and that is in the zeitgeist of literally every single person. So kudos to you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're amazing. And I hope to meet you one day.
Same, man. This has been great.
What has it meant to you guys to speak to two other guys named Daniel Estrin?
To me, it's immense how wondrous connections are between humans and how incredibly closely and inextricably linked we all actually are. And pardon the motto of Eurovision this year, which is united by music. That's literally what we are. It's not very metal to be all positive and lovey-dovey, but that's the message to me. And it's meant a lot that this has happened today. It's just bizarre and awesome.
Totally. Can we go out singing a few bars as your backup singers to Voyager's Promise?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Have you ever done anything like this before?
If you've never done anything like this before, then you haven't been alive.
I think we should probably go on tour at some point, right?
Yes.
What would we call ourselves?
Well, maybe Daniel and the Estrins.
So good.
Ready? Daniel Estrin, NPR News.
Daniel Estrin, NPR News.
Daniel Estrin, NPR News.
Daniel Estrin and Daniel Estrin will be cheering on Daniel Estrin at Eurovision this week.
And for the first time ever, viewers around the world can vote for their favorite song.
Can
now,
we vote?
We're going to stay impartial, but everybody knows
we
who
all know.
For.
Yeah, we all know.